Okay. Give my best shot with my voice.
Okay.
At learning Shavin Tzchus, the holy neshama that was taken from us last Shabbos, Daniela Sora, Bas, Eliezer Yisrael Levi. Ayu chayei Sora, mei shana ve'esim shana v'sheva shonim shnei chayei Sora. Rashi family says, Pasuk says that she lived 127 years. Peish Rashi, kula and shav in the taiva. Her years were all equal in goodness. So I heard once heard a couple pshatim on these three words. These are probably top five Rashi words in the entire Torah. Kula and shav in the taiva. What does that mean? They're all equal in goodness. So I saw a vort, one of the Rebbe's, it says that Sariman had a lot of difficulty in her life. What did she always say? Gam zula tova. Everything's always for the best. So what does it mean, kula and shav and tova? They're all equal in goodness. That every time she encountered a challenge, every time she encountered something that was hard for her, tova, it was good, gam zula tova. Another pshat, Tefer Shlomo says, kula and shav and tova means that everything she did, she was always looking to do good for others. The tova, she was always looking to do good for others. That's actually tonight's support. The Kozmir Rebbe wrote in 1976, Eliezer was put on a mission. By Avram Avinu, after Sarah passes away, find Yitzchak, a wife. Find Yitzchak, a mate, to keep Klal Yisrael going. And he says at the end of the day, the Klal Rebbe was saying, Avram Avinu gave Eliezer very simple instructions. Make sure you don't get anyone from Canaan. It's got to be from the family. What's the pshat? What was Avraham Avinu saying? What was Avraham Avinu saying that it's got to be someone from the family? So if you go to page 2, he goes to Pasuk. It was then Nasan Eliezer Lerivka, right? Eliezer has this whole thing. He puts in a tefillah to Hashem. One who asked me to feed me and my camels, that should be the one who's just going to marry Yitzchak. Rebbe doesn't say this, but there's two Torahs that I just want to focus on for a second. Two ideas. Rav Yonatan Eibshitz says, Pasuk says that when Rivka was going to the well, I'm so sorry for my voice, I apologize.
No, it's fine.
You pretend like you understand what I'm saying.
We hear it.
Just
hear
keep
everything.
On nodding, it's good.
We hear everything.
So he says that when Rivka went to the well, she would put the bucket on her shoulder. It seems to be very extra. Why is the Pasuk telling us she put the bucket on her shoulder? Who cares? She put it on her back, but why her shoulder? So if you notice what Abjad says, because when someone puts something on their shoulder, you're telling the other people around you that you wanna share your abilities with everyone. So he says that everyone was going to the well that day, but everyone was always hiding. They were hiding their basket. They were hiding their bucket. They didn't want to share that one. But Rivka put it on her back to tell everyone that I have it. I have a bucket. I want to lend my services to everyone. If you want to borrow my bucket, it's yours. Rivka had this incredible midah of chesed. But not only in the midah of chesed, in the way she acted with chesed too. Rav Hirsch says, if you look at the exact pshat and the pasuk, I mean, it's good to say the Shabbos table, Mrs. Grisher. She only tells Eliezer, I'm going to give water for your camels once he's done drinking. Look at the papsukim. He's done drinking, and then I also want to give water for your camels. So Reverse says, why did she wait for him to finish? You gotta be kidding me. Bloody enough. Why? It's okay. Oh. Why did she have to wait for him to finish drinking? And then tell him about the camels. Why don't you just say, I'm going to feed you and the camels? So he says an incredible idea. He said that Rivka didn't want to show off. There's doing chesed, and there's doing chesed, but tznius, with humility and modesty. If she would say the first thing that he would pass by, hey, you're a traveler, I want to give you a... It would seem a little haughty, seem a little arrogant. Ooh, you can give water to me and to the camels. It's a little arrogant to show off all your things at the beginning. At the end of the day, She didn't want to show off. So only once he was done drinking, then, because even from the start, but weird, I'm sorry. Even from the start, she wanted to give the camels, but she didn't want to show off. Right? She wanted to tell people that she had it on her shoulder. But as Yonos and I have just said, but I've heard said it's also how you do chesed. It's not just doing chesed, it's also how you do chesed. You have to tell everyone that you went to Pittsburgh. You have to tell everyone that you're, what they think about. But why can't you do it? Why do you have to tell the whole world? These people that came out this week and says that the reason why it happened last Shabbos, because it was two men making a bris in their dominant conservative temple. You heard these people? My Rebbe Rav Weimer said they called them the Eir of Rav. People talk like this. That's how you talk about Jews who go to shul on Shabbos. They might be conservative. Okay, they struggle with a certain thing. But at least they want to shul on Shabbos. At least they want to make a bris for their son, for their adopted son. And you have the audacity to talk about Jews like that. Chas v'shalom. Chas v'shalom. So the Rebbe is saying over here that Avraham Avinu was telling all the Ezra, page 3. Avraham Avinu was telling Ezra one thing and one thing only. I'm getting my voice back a little bit.
Yeah.
Three, because of you guys. Avram was telling Eliezer, look for the midah of chesed. Look for my family. What does that mean to look for my family? Look for chesed. But I don't not only look for chesed, look for the people how they do chesed. Look at the ability of how they're doing it, not to get their attention. Right, one of the main things they said to Mrs. Grazier, she hid her secret for 8 years. She didn't tell anyone she had a brain tumor. Her family knew, that's it. But no one else in the community knew. She came to school every day. 45 days of radiation, still coming to school, not telling a soul. That's an unbelievable level of selflessness and care and concern. That she didn't want to be the star of the show. She didn't. It wasn't for her. Everything was kulan shavu l'tova, gamzu l'tova. Like we said, kulan shavu l'tova, her years were equal in goodness, and everything that happened there was the toiva. This is the kicker. You go to page 3, to the pasuk says, Vayisaper, Evel Yitzchak is called Rema'ila. Right, Eliezer gets back, finally bargains with Rivka and her family, those who made it still alive. And Eliezer tells Yitzchak of everything that happened. Rivka Shaska Lodvram. Then Rivka doesn't say anything. The pasuk says, Vayivyeha Yitzchak Rosh Tsarimot, third line down. What does this mean that Yitzchak brought her into Rivka? Into his tent, perish. She kashem shesara ha'isa mikodem manhelas is called asakim. Just like Sarah had this midah of always bringing in the people into her tent. What did it mean that she was always trying to help others, convert others, ever show God to the whole world and care for everyone? Kenas alacha rivka alatzma. It's called daigus kiddush baile yiponui. Say so too. What did Yitzchak? What did Yitzchak do? Yitzchak saw this. Eliezer saw this midah of chesed, this outlook of caring for others. And then the pasuk says that he was comforted. He was comforted for his mother, who passed away. The pasuk said, the Chazal tells that even Rivka started to look like Sarah. And the candle that wasn't lit, and the yeast that wasn't fresh, and there's a third thing, the cloud by the tent, that was gone for the whole time that Sarah died. Once Rivka came to the tent, it came back. Because at the end of the day, Rivka represented everything that Sarah represented, care and concern for others. And we have a week when there are Jews who are, and non-Jews who are in pain. That means we're in pain. That means we're thinking about them. And something a little closer to home in Boca Raton, when there's a family who's going through a terrible time, we're not just living our regular lives. That our lives are shook up. There's a family here that the lives are changed forever. We have to make sure we show that care and concern. But at the end of the day, I think that was the message of the parsha. Message of the parsha. First and foremost, we said kulan shama l'tova. We said everything that happened in her life was l'tova. It was for good. Gamzu l'tova. Hashem wants to give me a brain tumor at the age of 24, Gamzu L'tova, Mrs. Gray Jarrett said. Everything was Gamzu L'tova. But also, the Tefer Shalom says, Kulan Shalom L'tova means all her years were equal in goodness. L'tova, she was always looking to do good for others. And that's what Eliezer Dafka said. Rivka carried it on her shoulder verse says, Rav Yonah and Abishah say, why daf your shoulder? Put something on your shoulder. You're telling the world you want to share it with them. But it's also how you do it. And that's what the Torah refers to that. She only said it about the camels once Eliezer was done drinking. Because you hear a lot of people talk a lot, but then do little. Then you hear a lot of people who say little and do a lot. And more ma'at faser abay, the Mishnah says enough. Rivka didn't want to show off. She wanted for him to drink. And then, and Eliezer saw this meat of chesed. That there's chesed and it's the way you do chesed. There's righteousness and the way you do it. I'm sure you have this all the time. You help patients in the hospital. You have the ability to start telling this person, that person. Or you can just keep it to yourself to tell the whole world. Tell the whole world what you did. That's exactly what it means. Vaisapar Eva Yitzchak called it Ramayla. The pasuk says that Eliezer, when he came back, he told Yitzchak everything that happened. Vaivya Yitzchak Ohela, and he says Vayinacha. He was only comforted once Rivka, right? Sorry, died but way before. But he was only comforted once knowing that his mother's lasting message of Kulan Shavan Natoiv, of caring for others in a tznius way, in a modest way, in a humble way, that was going to be taken over by Rivka. And that's what it says, that he was comforted for it. He was comforted for his mother only when Rivka came into his tent. And it says over here, I saw this quote this week, and I said, this is so important. She'avas Yisrael hilelov kol Yehudi. You know what love for other Jews means? It means to love every Jew. Lo mishim shu tamar chacham ho'aved Hashem al ba'al tzedakah. Not because he's a learned person, or because he serves Hashem, or because he gives money. El love kol Yehudi kamo shehu. You should love every Jew just the way he is. T'haino, ho Yehudi rak mishim shehu Yehudi. You love a Jew because they're Jewish. Not because they're this, or because they're that. A Jew is gunned down on Shabbos because they're Jewish. Given India, we have an interest to love every Jew no matter what, because they're Jewish. Not because of what they did, because of what they will do. Just because they have our blood. We're all in this together. And that's one family. That was the midah of Rivka. That was the midah of Sarah. And obviously that was the midah of Avram Avinu. Always caring. He was called in this parsha Avamonu Goyim. He's the father of all nations. Obviously, we be able to care for the whole world, but to be able to understand that our family is also one. There's a story. The story they say about the Sanzer Rebbe. Sanzer Rebbe was a Goyim even as a young kid. Everyone wanted to marry their daughter to marry the Sanzer Rebbe. And what happened was they made a shidduch, as it's done in Hasidic families. Hasan and Kala barely met. So the day of the wedding, they met for the first time. The Kala comes running out of the room. She says, "The wedding's off. I'm not marrying him." What happened was, Rav Amar explained, Sanzer Rebbe had a very bad limp. He limped very badly. And she saw this. So that's not for me. I guess they didn't tell it. I don't know. Whatever. He was a goyin olam. Didn't come up. The Sanzer Rebbe saw what was happening. He asked if he could just talk to the Kala for 1 minute. He said, "Okay, you speak to her for 1 minute." So what happens? They put her in front of the. They put her in front of the mirror. And the Rebbe turned to his first wife. He just kind of blew the story. And the Sanzer Rebbe turned to his wife and said, "You know, when Hashem created our souls were bound together. And you were supposed to be the one with the limp. You were the one who was supposed to walk around your entire life where people were gonna look at you and to poke fun at you, to make gestures at you. But I told her, Rabbona Shalom, I didn't want you to have to suffer that. I told the Kadosh Baruch Hu from the time of creation, from our souls that I wanted to take instead of you. Now you don't want to marry me. Now you can understand that the Kala was very emotional. She comes out of the room, mouths that we're getting married. Someone could have that, I don't know the sounds, or I guess he had Ruchah Kodesh, whatever it is. Someone could have that care and concern for others, to be able to take upon his wife's limp for his entire life. But the way he did it, he didn't tell everyone before. It's the way he did it. There's chesed and there's ways to do chesed. We need to become people, as Hashem, and to my tefillah to Hashem, that we become more concerned for others, but in a way of, no, in a way of ben adam l'chaveru. The way we care for others. But it's not just doing it, it's also doing it the right way. Caring for others, the people that we don't know in Pittsburgh and Eretz Israel. As Hashem, if we do this, we'll be following the ways of Sarah, Rivka, and ultimately the Rabban Hashem. Should we zoch, if we do this, we zoch, to light the candles up, and then we'll wipe away all the chashik that we had to deal with the rest of the week. As Hashem, and show our Father that we truly care for each other. Shabbos.